With us right now is Liz Campbell. She's the Experience and Events Director. That's an amazing title. And you're with Emerging Prairie, and you guys put on TEDx Fargo. So for those who have no idea, what is TEDx Fargo?
TEDx Fargo is one of the biggest events that we get to do in Fargo. Emerging Prairie puts it on every year. It is over the summertime. It is this year will be July 23rd and 24th. If anybody's ever watched a TED Talk, that's what we get to do in Fargo. It is an incredible event that we pull together anywhere from 35 to 40 speakers. This year we're expanding it out to 2 days. Wow. We usually do it in 1 day, but this year we're like, you know what? The community wants more. Let's give them more.
So nice. Do it twice.
Yes, absolutely. So we're having 2 days, and each day we'll have different speakers sharing their big, bold ideas and ways that we can transform the world.
You know what I love about this is that we take so many things for granted in Fargo, where if you're from this area and you're just here, you don't realize like these things are things that other people look to us as and they're like envious of Fargo about.
Yeah.
And TEDx Fargo has become one of those because they do TEDx other places as well. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get off the ground in places. Other places are very successful too, but Fargo is just kind of keeps growing and growing. And I think other communities are like, hey, what are you doing right? So maybe I ask, what is it about Fargo and your efforts here that have made this so successful?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We have, across the world, I think there's like 3,000 TEDx events that happen each year. And ours is one of the biggest and one of the ones that gets highlighted the most because we're creative with what we do. We can get people together, have a speaker up on the stage and do the event. But what we do is we activate downtown. We activate the community. We start talking about it now. We have community amplification where ice cream shops downtown will have a TEDx flavor. We'll have coffee shops have some specials for TEDx Fargo attendees. We tie in experiences. We have performers. We have parties. We have coffee meetups. We have our speakers that we bring in. They do bonus events throughout the week, whether it's small little roundtables to bigger events with the community, with attendees, with our sponsors. So it's more than just what happens on that stage, but it's kind of everything that happens that week that sets us apart. We have some unique experiences that our speakers get to have. We set up a backstage area for them that allows them to connect, which then brings them back every year.
Yeah. And I love that. Plus I just got a new life goal. I want a ice cream flavor named after
yes.
me. Like I realize there's Rocky Road.
I was going to say there's Rocky Road.
I'm not a fan of that. So I mean, sure. I think I could go in a different way, but that's a goal.
What would you put in it?
I'm a big fan of pistachio ice cream.
Sure.
And so I could do something with that. You know, there's that Dubai chocolate bar that I was talking about earlier that our TikTok went viral with. Maybe there's like Rocky's famous Dubai ice cream or something like that. I don't know.
We'll work on the name.
I'll ChatGPT that one and figure out a way better flavor than that. So, okay, moving on. Well, the other thing I like about TEDx is, you know, it's not stale from year to year. You guys have a different theme. And so tell us what your theme is this year and why.
Yeah. So the theme this year is thread, because every thread tells a story. And it really is working on exploring the connections between people, ideas, and experiences. And those are the threads that shape our world. We're going to highlight the unseen patterns and the shared stories that really bind us together across disciplines, backgrounds, generations. And I think it all comes back to community, that each of us brings a story to what we do. And that thread is connected and woven through every experience that we have, whether it's at work, whether it's in our neighborhoods, whether it's in our friend groups, downtown, wherever that is. It's that continual thread that keeps us all bound together.
No, I love that. That's great. Thread. That's a good one. So how are you doing that for design? Because every once in a while I see something downtown and there's just thread everywhere and it's purposeful. It's not just graffiti, like those, you know, quilters just graffitiing everything or something like that.
I mean, if there are any quilters out there that want to graffiti anything, call me up. We would love to do something with you. But that's where we tie in that experience. And so when we think about visually, what is TEDx Fargo going to look like? Is there going to be thread everywhere? Is it going to just kind of be mass chaos? Is it going to be spools of yarn? Is it going to be denim jackets? Is it going to be just kind of that tattered piece? Is it everybody contributes a piece of thread or a piece of fabric and we create a giant tapestry for the community? So I think that there's lots of ways that our experience is going to be able to highlight that so that the theme isn't just a concept, but it's something visual that people can engage with.
No, I love that. Yeah. We're all connected for sure. And I think you have a lot of different speakers that speak to that message in a lot of different ways. How many speakers do you have?
Our goal is to have about 35 to 40, and I think we're sitting at 29 right now.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But if somebody wants to be a speaker, is that like an option? How do they submit like an idea?
Yeah, I think that there's a link on our website that you could go on and submit a request to be a TEDx Fargo speaker.
So if you have a great idea out there that
you're
that YouTube guy that just sits there all day and watches TEDx talks and you're like, yes. I could do this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it really is. That's what it comes down to is we want people who have the idea that can change the world. We've had just recently one of our talks from last year, Amanda Schneider, her talk, went viral and it had an incredible impact. And so then Big Ted, picked it up and they said, we want to feature this. And so it was on, Gen Z in the workplace and how they have the answer to the future and super relevant, right? Super amazing ideas, the research to back it up, all of the components of a perfect TED talk came together. And now she's featured on TED's website and on their podcast and all of those things. So it's just pretty cool.
That's so great too, because we all complain about younger generations and now that I'm getting to older generation, I can see why they used to complain about us and just kind of just passes on. But the next generation is always the future. So we have to look to that and see what they bring and how we can highlight it. So let's highlight a speaker. Who do you have coming up that you think would be great and speak to this audience?
Yeah. Yes. So, we have speakers from all over the country, a couple different countries outside of the U.S., but one that I'm really excited about that I think lots of folks will gather energy around here in Fargo, we have Missy Heilman from BioGirls speaking.
Great.
If folks don't know who Missy is, look her up. She's the founder and executive director of BioGirls, which is a nonprofit dedicated to improving the self-esteem, mental well-being of adolescent girls. And what's so perfect about having Missy as a TEDx Fargo speaker is that it's a local idea that is relevant across the nation, across the world, right? So it's not just something that can impact here locally, but the Midwest, the country, the world. Her talk is going to focus on youth mental health and the constant pressure to perform and achieve an impacting mental health of our youth.
No, I love that. So, for those who don't know me very well, I'm a dad of a 13-year-old girl.
Yeah.
It's definitely the beginning of some tricky years, I know. Mm-hmm. It can go from being still dad the hero to dad the devil, at times too. And so it's a constant, it's a good lesson to learn, but also it just knows how much help they need. Those are tough years to navigate and tougher now than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm fortunate to grow up without cell phones, I think, because now it's just so much extra and it's all the time. You can't get away from it. So that's great. Is she speaking on a particular day? And are there 2-day tickets, 1-day tickets? Can you buy one just for one speaker or do you buy a whole
day?
Good
question.
Tell us about that. And how do you buy tickets?
Yes. TEDxFargo.com. Great place. You can also find it on Eventbrite, but on TEDxFargo.com, if I haven't said that enough, is where we have all of our speakers listed out. We have some that we haven't released yet because we're excited to kind of do some special promos for them. But on there, you can learn more about each speaker, kind of get a background on their bio and who they are, and then see which days the speakers are going to be giving their talk on either Wednesday, July 23rd or Thursday, July 24th. And you can buy a 2-day all access pass, which gets you, tickets to both days, all the speakers, all the things that you can do. We'll have some special bonus events and perks for our all access pass members. Or you can pick a 1-day ticket. If you're like, man, I can only get off work for 1 day, or I can only find a sitter for the kids for 1 day, do so. Show up. Let's do that. So you can pick either Wednesday or Thursday. If you're super excited to hear about Missy, she's speaking on Thursday. You can do that and get those tickets on TEDxFargo.com.
So you said TEDxFargo.com.
Yes.
That's where you get tickets. One question. So if you have a small office or maybe a small team in your office, are there group discounts? Tell us what that looks like.
Yeah. So for group tickets, we do those for 5 people or more. So you get a discount on that. The ticket price is down to $105 per person. And you can also buy those just on TEDxFargo.com or contact us. Then you don't have to pay the Eventbrite fees.
So you're with Emerging Prairie, and I just have to say, one of my favorite things about Startup Brew or any of the other events you guys do, and same with TEDx, is I've never seen an event where so many people show up by themselves and are okay with it.
Yes.
I think that's such a unique thing that we don't highlight enough, where you're always inviting in a friend, hey, come with me. I don't want to feel awkward. You know, mm-hmm. you don't go out to eat by yourself or to the movies by yourself, but you're totally comfortable going to your events by mm-hmm. yourself. And I assume that's purposeful.
Yes.
But maybe talk about that and why that's special.
Yeah. We encourage it, right? Because if you're new to the community, you're like, I don't know anybody here. Two, if you're like, I want to know more people here. Yes. Join in the conversation. Count yourself into our events, especially TEDx Fargo. Not only is there the content on the stage, right? But then we have breaks. We have coffee moments. We have ways that you can interact with other people and just get to know them. Our team is always on the lookout for the folks that have shown up by themselves, whether purposefully or somebody got sick and so they had to be there by themselves. And so our team is always on the lookout for those folks to say, hey, welcome. We're so excited to have you here. Who else can I connect you with? That's ultimately what we love so much.
So TEDx Fargo, July 23rd and 24th, TEDxFargo.com. Come by yourself, come with friends, come with your office. You can be a teacher, a thinker, or just curious about what it is. It's all for you. You belong, if
yes.
you will. TEDx Fargo is an invitation to connect with those big ideas and bold voices, and also experience downtown Fargo, which yes. is special. And so I want to thank you for having me. Anything else you want to do to pitch TEDx Fargo?
No, we hope we'll see you. And if you're interested in sponsoring, we take sponsorships. We're really excited about that. But
do you stream the event?
Or we don't, but we do post them out usually within a couple months after
perfect.
Getting them.
So we can watch last year's speakers
yes,
and get a sense
do.
Of what's coming.
Also on TEDxFargo.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here, and we look forward to an amazing summer in downtown Fargo and look forward to being there at TEDx with you.
Thanks so much for all you do, Rocky.